I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You are not. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Different kind of show. We'll talk the economic side of sports, political side of sports, and whatever. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn. American Forces, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Sports Byline, Sports Map. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, joined by Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicap, our source from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. Our guest, Andy Dolich, along with Dave Newhouse, have written a very interesting book, Goodbye Oakland, Winning, Wanderlust, and the Sports Town's Fight for Survival. I don't think they're going to survive, but we'll talk about that. It's published by Triumph. We'll talk to Andy in a few. We'll play some Barron sports trivia. You know, big sport in sports, of course, Thursday night. I guess the Chiefs aren't going to go undefeated. They lose 21-20 to the Detroit Lions, and everybody's, you know, sky high on the Chiefs, and obviously you've got to be. And they live in 17-game season, so it's just one game. But, of course, if you were playing Survivor, you're out already, and you got 16 games to go. Anyway, so you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Travis Kelce not playing, obviously, hurt the Chiefs, but maybe five or six drop passes didn't help the Chiefs. And so they go down to the Lions. On Sunday night football, of course, we've got the Cowboys 3 on the road against the Giants. We'll discuss that later. Here, interesting, and not just here, but around the country, of course, Nexstar has not made a deal with DirecTV. Okay, so here locally, Nexstar has Channel 5, KTLA. The Clippers have just announced that 15 games will be on Channel 5. So now the sports fans will be going a little nutso because they won't be able to get Channel 5. Now, it was a news station and everything else, but now add the sports station, they add the 15 games from the Clippers, and some of the fans of DirecTV are going to be most upset. A very sad note, the death of Eddie Metter, of course, defensive back for the Rams. We'll talk to Art about that a little bit later, and we'll talk to you right after this on Sports Overnight America.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
School on!
Save on! Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll be talking to Andy Dolich along with Dave Newhouse. They've written an interesting book, Goodbye Oakland, Winning, Wanderlust, and Sports Town's Fight for Survival. We'll talk about the A's and what used to be and what might be in very few short hours, as far as the city of Oakland and sports might be concerned. But talking about sports, the NFL started on Thursday night. And if you're in a survivor contest, now, folks, if you're not a bettor, if you're not into gambling, a survivor contest is each week you got to pick one team to win. You can only use that team once. If anybody used Kansas City on Thursday night, they lose 21-20, and they're already out their money that they invested. Mark, any comments about the first NFL game?
Well, I will tell you this. This is the show that's sweeping the country, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it each and every week with all you guys and Mario running and everybody. But I will tell you, it just goes back to the city of Los Angeles when they start sending guys packing. I've seen the old Delino DeShields and Pedro Martinez deal, but the other guy they let pack go to Detroit, he's the key to their success, is Jared Goff. And be careful when you start sending guys out. I mean, they didn't want him. I know they won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford, but Jared Goff has shown me that sometimes in life, in order to move up, you got to move on. And boy, 200-something yards, no interceptions. He hasn't thrown an interception. I don't know
how many. 359 consecutive passes.
I'm not quite believing in Dan Campbell yet, but I am starting to believe in Jared Goff. And Jared Goff is getting my attention. Watch out. The Lions could be doing something, guys.
Art, do you think a lot of people in Survivor may have played Kansas City on Thursday night?
If they did, they really didn't do their homework, to be honest with you, because Kansas City really misses what I call the feature wide receiver. Ladarius Toney played a game last night that is the biggest nightmare in the history of Thursday night football. Two key drops, couple others that were a little tougher plays, but if you get those two catches, the whole game's different. That coupled with the one that went off his hands that went for a touchdown, which was at least a 10-point switch. So, I mean, I can understand people playing Kansas City, but what I can't understand is why you don't pay your defensive lineman, who is probably the second-best defensive lineman in the league, when you're coming off a Super Bowl. And I don't understand why you can't go out and get a guy that could take the lid off the defense. I mean, Watson looked good. He was open a couple of times. But there just was something missing there, Fred. And I don't know what it is. And, I mean, I know Andy Reid's a great coach. He'll find out what it was and probably fix it up. But, yeah, I think Detroit's a team that you got to watch in the NFC. I also think there's another team that could be a sleeper team, and that's going to be the Atlanta Falcons under Arthur Smith.
Hey, let me say this. Last year, Hard Knocks had the Detroit Lions, and we got to know Dan Campbell. This year, it was the New York Jets, and I watched Hard Knocks since it began on HBO or 15, 20 years ago, and I think Lee Schreiber does a great job announcing it. I think this was the worst year of Hard Knocks. Art, what do you think? Did you watch much of it?
100% agree. I mean, believe me, I saw a YouTube thing of Aaron Rodgers the other day really berating his wide receivers in a very, very vulgar way. But what I loved about last year's Lions portrayal, they showed Dan Campbell as being a kind of guy that you'd love to play for as a football player.
Yeah.
Because he's on your side. He's got the four shots of coffee going. He's up tempo. He loves the players he's got with him. He brought in a staff that, I mean, Aaron Glenn is for real as a defensive coordinator. What they've done with Jared Goff, and of course, Jahmyr Gibbs is a kind of guy, you know, as the season goes on, I think you're going to see the Lions turning more to him and away from Montgomery, although Montgomery is still a great back. But I agree with you, Fred. I think the Hard Knocks program that we watched a year ago superseded the Jets. I really think the Jets have a chance to be 2-4 or 1-5 after six games this year.
Well,
I hate to say it, but I mean, I'm looking at their schedule and that's what I see.
Mark, go ahead.
Well, I'm not a New York guy, but you know, I'm buying into the Kool-Aid with the Jets. You know, I always thought being from Pittsburgh, the East Coast stopped after Pittsburgh. So I don't quite know where Philadelphia and New York is, but I will tell you this. Dan Campbell is a great coach, but he is no Deion Sanders, and Deion's getting more pub in Vegas with people betting
watch
on
Nebraska,
the clock.
Watch Nebraska go into Boulder and bounce them right out of town, and then it'll be who's taking receipts now.
All right, folks, you're listening to Sports Overnight America. He's Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper. I am Fred, Art Source from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. He used to kick for the Rams and the Trojans. And a sad note, Eddie Medder was on my Facebook. He passed away this week. And I guarantee you something, within a year or two, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. Now, obviously, you were 20 years after Eddie Medder. But what have you thought about that? And do you think he's going to make the Hall of Fame?
I go back to listening to KMPC and Dick Scooter Bass and Dick Enberg and Eddie Medder playing center field for those great Ram teams of the 60s. And I believe he had something like the fourth or fifth highest total of interceptions. He was four-time, you know, second team All-Pro, twice an All-Pro. You know, again, Fred, this gets in my craw because Eddie Medder was a Hall of Fame football player. He and Larry Wilson were the two guys in that era. And I look at it and I say, how can they not put this kind of a guy who was as nice a man off the field as he was a great player on the field? He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He was on my Facebook. We've had some discussions over the years. And it just makes me wonder what the Veterans Committee is thinking sometimes, because this is a guy that helped. And Merlin Olsen was his biggest fan, by the way. Merlin said the guy did everything. I mean, he understood how to read offenses. He was in the right place at the right time. Maybe not blessed with the greatest of all time physical ability. He wasn't a big guy, but you know, he played in a very small setting in college in Texas. He was little all American. Yes, I'm really upset about that. And you know, God bless it, Eddie Medder, and rest in peace, sir. And I hope he does get in the Hall of Fame.
Mark Mancini is the universe's worst sports handicapper. On Sunday night, the Giants are home to the Cowboys. Cowboys, a 3-point favorite. Folks, this is your job now. Listen to what Mark says and go the other way. Start your season off with a win. Mark, the Cowboys are a 3-point favorite on the road. against the New York Giants and $160 million quarterback in Mr. Jones. Mark, who's going to win? Do you, tell me, give me your pick.
Well, I will tell you this. I got a lot of friends that are Giant fans, and as much as I hate the Cowboys being on the Washington side of things on the NFC, I got to go with the Cowboys in this one. Give the three and take that. But, you know, I want to talk real fast on this comment on it.
I got to remind the folks again. Mark has just said he likes the Cowboys. All I can tell you, if you have a home, invest it in this and bet the Giants and wager the Giants.
You know what? You know what, Fred? I kind of agree with him on this particular bet. And, you know, he does hit 3 or 4 out of 10. Right. So, I mean, what's the old story about the blind hog here and there?
Yeah.
I mean, I say the Cowboys win. Yeah. I think the Cowboys are going to win 31-20, but it's because of their defense. I mean, I'm not sold on their head coach being the offensive play caller this year. Go ahead, Mark.
You know what? I was about ready to say, you know, I've been blessed enough to, you know, interview Magic Johnson and Fred and Artie. You probably ran into him too, and with all the experience and knowledge you have. But I think what he's going to do in Washington is remarkable. He opened up his wallet, gave somebody $500, $1,000. He really cares about being a minority owner in Washington. And I'm telling you, Magic Johnson, to me, is one of the best guys out there as a player and as a owner.
But Mark, can a guy like Sam Howell as a rookie or second-year player really lead the Redskins to the promised land?
When you got That's a guy like question. Magic backing you up, you don't want to ever disappoint.
Magic ain't going to play a lot of games for the Commanders.
What's that name again, Art?
Sam Howell, I believe, is his name.
No, the name of the team. What did you say?
The Redskins / Commanders.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm going to be 127 in 2 days. And I watched Preston Marshall and, you know, the Redskins and Sonny Jurgensen for years. And you know what? To me, Fred, just like the Chargers will always be the San Diego Chargers to me, I hate to say it. I love the name Commanders. It's the second best name Washington could ever come up with. But I was a Washington Redskins fan as a kid.
All right, let me talk about Sam Howell just for a second. We got to go to a break. Fine player at North Carolina. He had one really good season, I think his second season.
Yeah.
After that, he wasn't as good. So I'm a little bit unsure if he's the guy. We'll find out this season and next as far as that is concerned, and come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It's that time again on Sports Overnight America, Barron Sports Trivia, where Mark will prove again that he's the world's worst sports handicapper. And Art, at 126 years of age, will prove that he can stay up late at night. Now, Art, legal medicinal product for this weekend, what are you taking?
This is called Mind Restore.
Wow.
I think that's fairly self-explanatory. It's a new one. So I'm always, you know, got the nodules out there. But anyway, nootropics are key. Keep the brain healthy. I mean, the one thing I don't want to wake up one morning and see Mr. Alzheimer right next to me. Yeah. So,
how much does it cost on Amazon, or how much does it cost?
I actually got these for $19.95, and they're in the store. They're like $49.
Wow!
And it's a nightly nootropic, which makes perfect sense for Sports Overnight America.
Prevagen's about $40. Okay,
I know.
Mark, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
Yes, I took my Flomax pill too.
Most home runs in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers might be, Mark.
Okay, here we go. I'm thinking George Scott. I'm thinking Gorman Thomas.
Milwaukee Brewers, huh?
Yeah, I'm going
Milwaukee Brewers.
Harvey Keene.
Who?
Harvey
Keene wasn't a home run hitter.
I'm trying to lay out some of the old Brewers. I'm going to go Gorman Thomas.
I'm going Gorman Thomas
over George Scott.
He had the most strikeouts too, I believe.
Yeah.
Art, with the medicine that you're taking, is it Gorman Thomas?
I think it was a kid that played shortstop and wound up in center field. He was a Southern California boy from Chatsworth by the name of Robin Yount.
Robin Yount. He led in a lot of things, but not in home runs. This guy started as a third baseman, went to left field. Who might have been?
Don Money.
Who?
Don Money.
Don Money. He wasn't a home run hitter really either.
I think about him for the Phillies more. He started at third base and went to left field. Could it have been Paul Molitor?
Paul Molitor led in a lot of things, but not home runs. I think Molitor led in a lot of things.
Ryan Braun?
Ryan Braun. Why do you say
That's
Ryan
a great
Braun?
Pick. That's he's a great a, pick.
Local, another local kid out here, and injury slowed him down at the end. I mean, I think he came in with Christian Yelich and everything. I'm going to go with Ryan Braun.
How about Gary Sheffield?
Ryan Braun is correct. Ryan Braun is correct.
We have
an aberration here on Sports Overnight America. Ryan Braun, of course, from the University of Miami, and of course, his end of his career didn't end nicely. He got suspended for the end of, I think, the 2013 season for taking illegal drugs. And I kept saying, how do you know they're illegal, this and that? I was hoping that that he wasn't taking them, but I guess it was proven he was. And anyway, ended up with 352 home runs for the Milwaukee Brewers. 362 or 350, I can't read it. But 352, I think. Okay.
And we know Bob Uecker called the ball.
Okay, yeah. Now we're going to stick with the Brewers, Art.
Oh, I like it.
Most stolen bases by a Brewer.
Most stolen bases by a Brewer. Jeez, I might have to go with Robin Yount again on that one. I don't know.
Robin Yount. Not a bad guess.
How about Gary Sheffield?
Gary Sheffield, not a bad guess. Mark, you going for two in a row?
Paul Molitor wasn't really one of those guys. I'm trying to think of the speedsters they had back then.
No, Ben Ogilvy.
I'm gonna hang on Paul Molitor.
I like that.
Folks, another aberration. Paul Molitor actually had 412 stolen bases in his Brewers career. So, wow. Mark, are you taking arts medicine?
Look at him. I sent him some.
I just told you, I saw my woman doctor. She recommended me Flomax. So I'm taking Flomax now on a daily basis.
Okay. Baron Sports Trivia continues.
Things are flowing marvelously well.
Do you guys know what WAR means in baseball?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Wins against replacement.
Yeah.
Wins against replacements. Okay. Mark, who led all shortstops in the 60s in WAR? They weren't doing it, but they went back and looked at it. Who led for the 10 years? Who led all shortstops in WAR wins against replacements in the 60s?
Bill Mazeroski?
But yeah. He's not a shortstop. He was a second baseman.
Phil Rizzuto.
He wasn't playing in the 60s. He quit in the 50s.
Okay.
Keep going. I want to hear another incorrect one. Go ahead.
Shortstop. God, you're getting
National League All-Stars. Think about National League All-Stars. You'll come up with it.
Dave Concepcion, no.
The 60s, not the 70s.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to get it. You know, that's.
I'll give you a hint. He was involved in a major trade.
Gene Allen.
We're talking National League, right?
No.
Or all of baseball.
He played mostly for the Angels.
Jim Fregosi
led all shortstops in the 60s as far as WAR was concerned.
You know what? Very underrated player. Really underrated the first years. He was basically all the Angels had for about 5 years. And then he got traded for guess who? Willie Mays? That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. No, that was a Nolan Ryan trade.
Well, I think Willie Mays was involved in that too, though, wasn't he?
No.
No, that was – so the Mets made two bad trades with the Angels.
Okay, here we go. This is for Art. Mickey Mantle, most stolen bases in one season. Was it the following? 10 to 20, 10 to 19, 20 to 29, 30 to 39, or 40 to 49?
I'm going to say it had to be in the early 50s before he hurt his knee on the sprinkler deal in Yankee Stadium. So I'm going to go with 30 to 39.
All right. Mark, the most stolen bases for Mickey Mantle. What's your presumption? How many do you
think?
In
1 year, though. We're talking 1 year, right?
1 year.
I say 20.
Okay, so the answer is 21. The most stolen bases Mickey Mantle ever had. Now, again, they had so much power that he didn't have to steal. They didn't have to steal. So, I mean, he didn't. But the most in 1951.
Mark is on fire, baby.
In 1950, I can't read this. In 1959, he had 21 stolen bases. Well, that's the most ever. This was shocking.
Let me ask you guys.
Hang on. Let me say the shocking thing. Most ever by anyone playing for Casey Stengel. Art, did you have any idea that could be possible? 21 stolen bases, the most ever by anyone under Casey Stengel?
That is an amazing statistic when you think of how many years the Casey Stengel managed. I mean, and he had a lot of great players for a lot of great years. But like you said, that lineup, Murderer's Row on down the line, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I saw a stat the other day that was talking about, you know, the Yankees between 27 and in like 64, I think they won like 27 world, or something like 23 world titles. It was crazy. You had Frankie Grassetti with 8. You had a bunch of guys, Hank Bauer. But you really, really never had a speedster on any of those Yankee teams now that I look back at it.
Mark, well, you were going to say something?
Yeah, not only that, and you guys have been following baseball a lot longer than I have, but when you start to match up these decades with the 27 Murderer's Row and all the way up into the 60s, I look at it and it's kind of like little pockets here and there. But when you look at the 70s guys, starting pitching, teams that were, you know, challenging for World Series, players that put the mark on the game, I don't think anything touches the 70s. And even when you
keep saying that, but let me tell you about the 60s. Okay. The 60s had your McCoveys and your Mays and your Musials. Yeah. They were not a Henry Aaron in the 60s. I mean, you know, you probably weren't young enough to see the 60s. As old as I am, I saw the 60s. You had your Mickey Mantles. You had, I mean, there was an amazing, amazing decade.
But how many how many teams did you have back then? Or was it running, a couple of them were just running roughshod over these teams? I mean, in the 70s, you had 8, 9 teams there.
Yeah, if you look guys at guys like, you had guys on the Tigers like Norm Cash, who hit a lot of home runs, Willie Horton. You had the Red Sox with the Fenway group, Tony Conigliaro, Yastrzemski. You even had the shortstop. I mean, Rico Petrocelli hit 40 home runs as a shortstop. So there were a lot of great teams in the 60s. And I don't disagree with you about the 70s, Marky. But, I mean, I like to lump the 60s and 70s together.
Later in this show, in fact, after this break, we're going to talk to Andy Dolich along with Dave Newhouse. Goodbye, Oakland, winning Wanderlust and Sports Town's fight for survival. We're talking Oakland, 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 and we'll come back with that and then more on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11. for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. And, you know, I live in Southern California. I've lived here 99% of my life. I've only been to San Francisco or Oakland maybe five or six times in my entire life. And, you know, Oakland used to be a major league sports city. Come on, the Raiders. Come on. Charles Finley and those kind of clubs. And now things have totally turned around. As the Raiders go to Vegas, all of a sudden the team is now worth $6 billion. I think second high or third high as far as the National Football League is concerned. All right, our guest, Andy Dolich, along with Dave Neuhaus, both fine writers, put together Goodbye Oakland, Winning, Wanderlust, and Sports Town's Fight for Survival. Andy, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be with you, I think, with you three masters of the sports universe. I guess we'll tell in a few minutes, but always enjoy talking about the wide, wide world of sports, which you guys do. And today, Oakland, how do you possibly lose three major league franchises in a short period of time?
Okay, so you finished this book a few months ago, so things have changed since. Is there any chance of America's worst team, the A's, staying in Oakland?
Fred, that's a great line that you should put in a movie. Is there a chance? Do you mean there's a chance? Just a bit of an aside, the book came out in mid-April, and who would have ever thought that John Fisher, who's worth a measly $3.2 billion, the owner of the A's, would be the greatest unpaid book promoter that Neuhaus and I could possibly have hired. Because every day there's a new saga to this story. And to your question very directly, all signs are pointing that the A's are going to be Team Bedouin. And after 24 next year at the Coliseum, they will go to their supposed new domed stadium at the Tropicana location, except for a few things. Number one, they haven't identified the rest of the $1.5 billion necessary to build it. Number two, the Nevada State Teachers Union has a lawsuit which is gaining strength to say, oh, you gave a billionaire $385 million of our tax money, but you can't pay teachers, you can't pay for security, you can't pay to educate our children. Are you kidding me? Oakland has some legal and legislative clout, which they haven't shown yet. I don't know what they're waiting for. And where are they going to play, Fred? After the 24th season, the geniuses at the A's have said, we have three entities. We're going to either stay at the Coliseum. Okay, I've divorced my wife, but I'm going to sleep with her for three more years. I don't know how that's working. And it's an ugly divorce. Number two, we're going to share Oracle Park with the Giants. I don't see how that's working. And number three, we're going to play in our minor league ballpark, Las Vegas ballpark, where today's temperature at first pitch is 112 degrees, non-dome, but it feels like 123. When Max Scherzer comes into town, what do you think he's going to tell the manager? Skip, I ain't pitching tonight. So that's a problem. The challenge is that John Fisher, until probably a week and a half ago, never spoke publicly in his 18 years of ownership. And he finally opened his yap and said, number one, I ain't selling. Number two, I feel sorry for Oakland. Number three, I'm out of here.
We're talking to Andy Dolich. The book is Goodbye Oakland, published by Triumph. You can get it at Amazon.com, major bookstores, everybody. Mark, you do a podcast, Billy North. So maybe you've got some comments to Andy Dolich.
Yeah, well, I look at the things, and Andy, at the top is where I look at. And when I look at the top, I look at Rob Manfred, and he could be the problem here. And the reason why is if anybody comes in and wants to buy a franchise and the team has been supported for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 decades, then you need to keep that franchise because people have been supporting that franchise before you even laid a dollar bill in there. And this is where the real problem is. If somebody wants to buy the Oakland A's, they need to keep the damn team in Oakland because it was been supported by the fans. You know, I've always looked at it like this in government. The people don't work for the government. The government works for the people.
So there's a novel concept.
Which country? Which country is that occurring in?
Yeah. Well, the same thing when I look at the concept of a guy coming in and want to buy a franchise and then wants to carpetbag it out of town. No way in hell is he going to be able to carpetbag it because the people have been supporting it. So the Oakland A's, the Oakland Raiders, and all these other teams that want to carpetbag out of town should be forced before they come in the league. You're not moving anything. And if you claim you're losing money like the Vancouver Grizzlies and all these other teams, the LA Rams, then you need to sell it to a local investor and keep the darn team in town. Now I've probably brought a lot of people behind me on that.
No, I couldn't agree more. Number one, you're going to leave the sixth richest market in the country for the 40th. You're going to leave the sixth most significant media market for the 84th. You're going to leave one of the most diverse markets in the country. Can you say Frank Robinson, Veda Pinson, Kurt Flood, Ricky Henderson, Dave Stewart, and I can go on and on and on to a place that isn't, and you're going to a 9-to-5 market, meaning people go to work at 9 p.m. in Vegas and they get off at 5 a.m. Football is one thing, guys, right? The Raiders and Mark Davis's haircut. All right, fellas, we're leaving Buffalo. We're going to a game. We're having a hell of a weekend. You mean to tell me that in 4 years, when Kansas City is playing Oakland and they're both 90 games under 500 and they're playing a Tuesday afternoon, how many people are going to be at the game? Nunca. Nobody. Yeah. See you later.
Art, any comments?
Well, you know, I watched them propose this beautiful Bayside Stadium in the city of Oakland that I thought absolutely looked fantastic. I don't know what happened politically to keep that from coming to fruition. Right. But, I mean, I also look at an area like San Jose. The 49ers moved to San Jose. Silicon Valley is full of billionaires. no, seriously. Who are baseball fans?
They got a few trillionaires that working on
That's what I mean.
You know, bringing up Rob Manfred, to me, gentlemen, there are three areas that are necessary for any successful sports franchise and any business: teamwork, leadership, and trust. Okay, so here, how many have them every day for years and years? Not many. So teamwork, Rob Manfred, leadership, John Fisher, trust, the city of Oakland, Major League Baseball commissioner, and John Fisher. They have never really sat down, looked at each other, and said, come on, are we crazy? We can figure it out here. So many other cities have no team leadership and trust.
Andy, I grew up an A's fan because they were the great teams of the 70s, the early 70s. Sal Bando, Reggie Jackson, Vida Blue, Gino Furioso Tenace. I mean, what a great
Blue Moon Odom, an ass in the outfield, a mechanical rabbit. What else could we have asked for?
Ray Fosse. Yeah, the swinging A's.
And how about my team, the Billy Ball A's with the steroid warriors, Dave Stewart, Ricky Henderson, greatest leadoff hitter in history, and all
Matty Keogh, Kingman. Yeah. Those were all great teams. And now you're talking, and I mean, I remember working for Mizuno and watching those teams and seeing Ricky Henderson working out in Arizona and, you know, Billy
Jim
Martin
Darby
playing.
From Mizuno. Jim Darby.
That's my guy. That's my old boss. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
You know, I wanted to throw something in real quick because maybe Fred has a comment too, but, you know, nobody really cares. And I remember the Penguins were rumored to go to Kansas City. The Pirates were rumored to go to Colorado before the Rockies. So nobody really cares when the small market teams are moving. But what if a foreign owner came into Los Angeles and said, you know what? I'm going to carpet bag the Dodgers out of L.A. and move them to Montana. There'd be a friggin' uproar. So we don't see anything. When
oh,
the
man, I could just see it. You guys now are starting the rumor that the Dodgers are going to Yellowstone. Oh, God. Fred, how did you let this happen, Fred?
Smokey the Bear's going to play second base.
Andy, let me ask you a question. In the book, folks, Goodbye Oakland, Andy Dolich and Dave Newhouse, Triumph Books published it, major bookstores everywhere. You write about the city of Oakland itself. I think most outsiders do not know much about the city of Oakland. They presume it's just automatically secondary to San Francisco.
Yes.
and isn't much. Make your case for the city of Oakland.
I came on December 3rd, 1980. I was working for Madison Square Garden Corporation, a fairly successful company on the East Coast, working for a guy named David Sonny Werblin. Can you say Joe Namath and the New York Jets and on
sure,
and on?
Yeah.
And I had no experience in Oakland. And of course, I walked around town and went to Lake Merritt. I go, hey, when did you put this lake in? 1892. I went up to the Oakland Hills, some of the most beautiful places where the richest people live because they can overlook San Francisco. I looked at the businesses. I looked at everything else and I said, holy cow, I'm in heaven. And I didn't just look at Oakland. I looked at all the counties, the Bay Area. To your point, Fred, it's not just Oakland. It's 12 counties that have more money than they know what to do with. And instead of just looking at Oakland, the city, we spread out. And in 2 years, we went from Charlie Finley drawing 700,000 to drawing 1.8 million. Why? By knocking on doors, going to people, telling the story. And the point is that the Bay Area is a bit confusing to people that aren't on mushrooms, you know, when they or are on mushrooms when they come to the market. And they go, well, it's just Oakland. No, it's not Oakland. It's the Silicon Valley. It's San Francisco. It's the Napa Valley. It's Sacramento. It's all the way to the Nevada border. That's 7.5 million people. Do I make my case? I'll talk to 7.5 million people before I will go burn my butt off in Las Vegas on a 9-acre site. You'd made the point about Howard Terminal, right? An incredible opportunity. But they've gone from 155 acres at the current Coliseum to 9 acres after they have to blow up the Tropicana Hotel. And Fred, I would tell you guys, because you would get this, I'm afraid that there could be a Mo Green circumstance here that could happen, right? I mean, how
Iowa State, Iowa situation, possibly?
I just hope this thing blows apart and an ownership comes in there and appreciates what you have talked about. How do you leave this market? Commissioner Manfred, if you want Vegas, then make Vegas an expansion market, not a relocation market. You said, and you made the A's at least agree to pay $500 million relo. And then in some mystery, which I still don't know, he said, forget it. You don't have to pay that. Forget it. What do you think other owners are saying? Hal Steinberg, he's been outspoken saying, I ain't paying that SOB to have a crappy team.
What did he do to the franchise, Andy? I mean, he took some of the great players. The leading home run hitter in baseball is at first base for Atlanta, Olson. You look at the catcher, Murphy. You go around the league. It's like the old Padres.
How about Marcus?
Everybody's an all-star.
How about Marcus Semien? Marcus Semien, high school in Oakland, college at Cal, one of the greatest community leaders, started to become a great player, has shown that now. And they let him go because they couldn't afford it. But at the same time they let him go, they spent $15 million building a new cool office building at Jack London Square with a ping pong freaking table.
We got to go. Andy Dolich, along with Dave Newhouse, the writer of Goodbye Oakland. Let me just tell you one thing, Andy, before you go. My favorite documentary of all time, Michael Moore, his very first one, Roger and Me. I think you and Dave should do a documentary on what's happened to the city of Oakland with the humor and the seriousness of what's going on is all I can tell you. I've enjoyed the book. And
you guys are brilliant. I'd love to come back again because this story isn't ending. And I would tell you, Fred, that there are two movie producers that are already talking to us of possibly doing something. And the last piece before I shut up and get off is the book has done well enough that in 2024, it's coming out as a paperback, and Dave and I are writing several additional chapters. How about it?
I like it so much that I have two of them.
Andy, we can carry your luggage.
I just have a backpack, so it'll be easy, okay?
Okay, we got to go more.
It's been enjoyable. Thank you very much.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Andy Dolich, along with Dave Newhouse, put together a great book, Goodbye Oakland, Winning, Wanderlust, and Sports Towns Fight for Survival. We'll find out about this. You know, when you say to yourself, now I've heard everything, okay, now I've heard everything. This week, the Angels, playing about as poorly as you can, like 8-25 since the trading deadline, the original trading deadline, had a team picture. Ohtani couldn't be there. And this is not a joke. This is a reality. They found somebody in the organization, not a player, who worked for the Angels, who looked sort of like him. They put him in the picture. Now, Mark, in your entire life of following sports, has anything like that ever occurred? I mean, tell me. Beat it.
I mean, that's a first. But the thing is, I mean, the poor Angels, I mean, they're snake bitten. I mean, they're almost running neck and neck with the Clippers of being snake bitten. I mean, here they bring all these guys in, then they start waving all these guys. And tell me if I'm wrong, I couldn't even think of the second guy that went to the Cincinnati Reds on the waiver. Renfro was one. Who was the other former Angel that went over there?
They kept Grillage. Nobody took him. Yeah.
They kept Brandon Drury. So who
they kept and they kept Drury. Kept Drury.
Three
anyway,
of them
went to... Art, you're 126 years of age. Anything? I just repeated. The Angels actually used somebody who works for them to look like Ohtani in the team picture. Please beat it.
That's a tough one. It makes me question, really. I mean, why would you take a team picture late in September or middle of September anyway? The team picture should be done probably in the first 3 weeks of the season, I believe. You know, when that's your team that you worked with, your top 40 guys. I'm really upset at the Angels right now, Fred. I mean, you know, when you have generational talents like they have in Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and they waste it and they don't go out and build a farm system, which is everybody knows if you want to win in baseball, look at the Orioles, look at the Astros, look at the Braves. You go out, you build a farm system, and you wait for everything to come to fruition. And it's the only way to do it. You know, the Yankees, yeah, they'll go out and get a free agent, but they still have a very nice farm system. The Dodgers have a great farm system. It saved them this year with all the arms coming up from Oklahoma City. I mean, I look at that Dodger ball club, everybody's down on them, you know. Hell, I didn't think they'd be 21 games over 500 right now, and they're playing great baseball. And tonight you got the Julio Urias situation. Fred, I haven't been able to hear anything about that. Is he in the Bauer zone? Is he like in a situation?
Yeah, Major League Baseball. He's still getting paid, but they're looking into it. Hey, that's about it for this version of Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Mark. I'm Fred. See you around the corner. More of Sports Overnight America.